Why sometimes taking your eyes off the prize may be the best strategy. I ran the Brighton Marathon last weekend, and as in common with, I imagine, most runners, I had a time in mind. That was my goal or target, and if I could beat it, then all the better. As I neared the latter stages of the race, I found myself thinking about my time. How much faster could I go? How far under this target could I achieve? And I think if at that point I had pursued the fastest possible time, believing that to be the only prize, I had every chance of blowing up, injuring myself and enduring the race rather than enjoying it. So I took my eyes off that prize and just considered the other desired outcomes for me that day. I wanted to enjoy the race, notice the crowd, feel the buzz. I wanted to finish injury free, not collapse across the finish line. I wanted my enthusiasm for running to remain intact beyond the day and not be dented by a grueling, unpleasant slog to the finish line. Often we see in organisational life and public life performance targets and goals which seem very narrow in their definition. They seem to miss these other desired outcomes. An unremitting focus on exam pass rates in schools, for example, can lead teachers away from what's really important for the students, which is an education, genuine, long-lasting learning, rather than just a short-term memory trick. Whether it's setting goals and objectives, winning business, delivering projects, managing others, we should consider what are the other possible desired outcomes. Because when we do, we often realise the prize on offer is much bigger than we first thought, and the rewards much greater.